Let's start at the bottom of Nun Aleph Bet. We stopped right before the two dots, but the sugyot is interesting. Just that they're connected because they stop. We're four lines from the bottom. Amar Lazar, Amochav Bor L'Chaveiro, Kevin Shematzavo Galyo Kana. Right, so the person, if he sells a boar, once he gives him the cover to the boar, he has sold the boar. Hey Chidom. So what's the case here? He Bekaspo L'Kmei Bekaspo. If he's buying it with money, then the kinyan should be done out using the kinyan kesef. If he's being koneh to a chazaka, then the knei b'chazaka. What do we need? The passing of the cover of the board. So when it says, olam b'chazaka. No, the kinya is being generated through chazaka.
A
board, if it's board, you can buy it. I mean, that's property. Kesef shtar and chazaka is the ability to buy real property, to buy nechaz v'sheish l'machrayut. So it's over here. You can use the kinyan kesef to be acquired.
Right.
That when you use chazaka, the seller must say to the buyer, go ahead and take possession of the item. So if a cave into Matsalo del Yok, when he hands him the actual cover, commands Amalei, Lake Chazek Uknei. I mean, he doesn't have to actually utter those words, he doesn't have to explicitly say it. But there's also an implicit Lake Chazek Uknei, and that is through the passing of the cover of the board. So I'm Rabbi Shub and Levi, I'm Okar Bayez L'Chaveiro. Someone who sells a house to his friend, the Kevin Shemasa Lo Mateach, Kano. Right? So, if once you give over, if you're going to give over the keys, right, he's Kone the house. So the one says, hey, he's done. Iber Katspo, again, he's paying money for the house, Liknei B'Katspo. Then you have to take acquire it with Katspo. Iber Chazoko, Liknei B'Chazoko. If he's taking possession of the house with Chazoko, let him acquire it with Chazoko. What do we need Mesirat Mateach? So the olam b'chazaka again, he's acquiring it through a chazaka. Ubayi the meimar lake chazek ukneh. Again, he has to utter or say those words, give him instruction to take possession of it. Became in shemakulam apeach. Command armalei lake chazek ukneh dummy. When he hands him the keys, it's the equivalent of saying to him, take possession of this house. So he doesn't have to actually explicitly say it. The implicit giving of the keys means go and enjoy the house. Take possession of that house. Now, what we do have, which is the issue, guys, is the issue in Sukkim, which is the Gemara of Sukkim and Dav Dalit says, who is Chayav in Bidika? If you have a master and a silk hair, who's Chayav in Bidika? There the Gemara says, Mishamatzal lo mafteach. Once you hand the keys over, you are Chayav in the Bidika. So whoever has the keys, sometimes it's Man of Bidika on your Dalit, he's the one who's Chayav in the Bidika. But from that Gemara, right, it sounds like Mesirat Mafteach is a kinyan in and of itself. I mean, that there is no other kinyan besides Mesirat Mafteach. And therefore, why over here is the Gemara introducing the need for a separate kinyan chazaka independent of Mesirat Mafteach? But all Mesirat Mafteach is doing is creating the implicit statement of Lake Chazek of Ned. The Rashbam over there, if you look on the top of the Tosfos here, says the Rashbam of Farish, right? The Gabi Na'al V'Gadar Kol Shehu B'Nechse Agir, the Na'al Hainu Shekavam Min Ol Badelet. And when we say that you can take possessions of a gear's property is hefker, so you have to take anybody, first come, first serve, whoever takes the possession of it, that you can do that through na'al v'gadar. So now, when it's talking about na'al, what does it mean, na'al? The Rashi explains that means he puts a lock on the door. That's a type of building, or the type of action that you're taking on the house. About sagara delet, but if you simply close the door and lock it with the old lock on there, that will not be sufficient. Ain chazaka. That is not considered a chazaka. So even though by schirut hapatim that we say in pesachim that when you give over the maftechot that is a chazaka, right, for the sochet v'bdok, right, and that is similar for kinyan. That is when the mocher and the maskir are there, because then there is a makne and a kone. So when you have a makne and a kone, right, then the mesirat mafteach is sufficient to make a kinyan in and of itself. Whereas when you have to take possession of the nechse ager, where there is no machnet, there's simply a koneh, then there's no concept for mesirat mafteach. Giving over the keys, there's no one giving keys over here. Therefore, you have to take an action that indicates ownership and indicates binyan or changing on the chazakah. So based on that, right, this would not be, right, as Shaul was asking before, you would not have to have this leich chazek name. Simply giving over mesirat mafteach according to the Rashbam would be sufficient to create a kinyan over here. Right now, the Ri says no. He says no way. He says that it's very clear from our Gemara that Mesirat Mateach is not Sonet. So what is the Rashbam suggesting over here? It's clear to him that that doesn't work. And now what are you going to have to do? You have to answer the Gemara in Sochet. Why is Mesirat Mateach? So the Reed says that is unique or specific to Chameis. Because Chameis has to do with access. It has nothing to do with Kenyan or no Kenyan. We have a transaction between us in terms of Sefirut. But even if I have a transaction, I'm trying to be, I'm the master, I'm the socher, I still need access to the house to do the bedika. So the Mesirat Mateach in the Gemara and Sochim is not about Kenyan, it's about who responsibility, who does the obligation devolve upon, and who has access to do the bedika. That's what the Reed says. The Reed says there's not a better Indian in Kenyan, right? But over here. And he says that when it comes to Kenyan, it'd be enough to close the door. He disagrees with the Rashi's position that you have to actually change the lock. That's simply closing the door and locking it and blocking out everybody else from there. That's enough of a kinyan. And that is what it means. Kani benila delet is to close the door, not to put a new lock. Alright, so that's right. It says, now God tupara. Right, now gadar parat is a kinyan by chazaka. Now, according to the Rashbam, means put him an O on the door. And now, according to the Reed, means lock the door. Now, the Rashbam claim is that it's mavriach harim in the chazav, that all you do is chasing away other people from the possession. That's what the Rashbam claims. That's why you need to actually put a lock on. It's not mavriach harim. The Reed differentiates between them. He says that it's not like mavriach harim. Because when you lock the door, and you put let nobody come in there, as Shaul says, that's mukha milsa, that it's my house now, and that I'm not letting anybody else in here. I mean, that's a different type. Mavriach harim doesn't show any indication, right, of that I'm taking possession. But like Shaul is pointing out, when I lock the door, I don't let anybody in. That's a form of possession. It's saying, no, me, and no one else. And that'll be sufficient according to the Reed. Right, now the last case over here is, Amar Reish Lakish Mishim Rabbi Yana, Emokha Eder L'Chaveirot. Someone tells a flock to his friends, when he gives him the leader of the pack, right, then he is konet. So again, the Gemara says, if you tell me, what's the case here? Ibn Mishicho, he does a Kenyan Mishicho over here, meaning that since we're talking about behemoth akol, Rashi says that he's makel, he hits them from behind with the makel and they move forward, that's a Kenyan Mishicho, lignei Mishicho. Ibn Mesira, Rashi says, well, you have a Kenyan Mesira, we had this in Gemara Kedushin, whether you can have both Mishicho and Mesira, but anyway, Mesira, right, over here would be if it's in a location that you can't do Mashicha, as Rashi points out. If it's in a location which is, right, it was a Rishut Rabim or a Chaser that's in Ishosh Me'am where Mashicha doesn't work, right, then you need Mesira. So if it's Mesira, let's name it Mesira. So what's going on over here? So Lolam bin Mashicha. Again, he's using a Kenyan Mashicha. Right? He has to say to him, go take possession of the animal, take the Mashicha to take possession of it. Again, he doesn't explicitly say it, but by handing him over the leader of the pack, that's the equivalent of saying to him, go and take possession of it. My mashkuchit, so I gave it away, but what is a mashkuchit? So one answer to the Gemara is it's a bell. Right? It's the bell that the shepherd uses to move the flock along that indicates, right, this is where to go, this is where to... Rabbi Yaakov Omar, Iza, the Azla Beresha Edrel. It's the goat that runs to the front, the fast goat that always goes, pushes to be in the front, and everybody follows behind him when he is walking. Like this Galilean said about Rav Chisda, when the shepherd gets angry at the sheep, now let's remember, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry at the Kalal Yisrael, then he gives them a blind leader. Meaning that this was not necessarily a nice comment about Rav Chisda, but basically saying that what if the blind leading the blind, that type of expression that here, if the Mashkuta, the leading guy is blind, then he's going to go bump in, everybody's going to follow him into the wrong place. So he's saying about Rav Chisda, right, when Hashem is angry at Bnei Yisrael, he gives them bad leaders like you.
No,
all right.
Here he says he was a person who was being Darish for because of the Pasa. In other words, that this Ben Gala was darshaning in front of Rav Chisda about Bnei Yisrael when the Rav Chisda was
necessarily
about
Rav Chisda. I don't know, it says Ha'aglila later Rav Chisda.
That's the shot of the Rimil O'Neil in Shita Mikubetz.
Yeah, alright, so I think that's a nicer interpretation, but I think Mar reads later Rav Chisda, that he spoke about Rav Chisda, that he was, right, it doesn't sound like if he would say that, he should say that his name Rav Chisda. Right, I think a later Chisda seems to be referring to Rav Chisda himself. Yeah, I think that's a much harder interpretation. Like this, and it has some negative bent towards the Amoraim or the Rishonim. There are many Rishonim who interpret it so that it doesn't. Mishnah. Kisau Arishon, Ubashini Umatzau Megulda. Right, so the first one covers it, and the second guy comes and finds it uncovered. The low Kisau Ashini, if the second guy doesn't cover it, Chayat, and the second guy is culpable for that, because the first guy covered it, the second guy finds it uncovered, and now he's responsible. Kisau Gera'ui, Venatalu Tocho Shor Chamoru Meit Patur.
Is he covered with two partners?
Yeah, two partners. They have to be two partners, otherwise they wouldn't be liable, right? If he covered it properly, and then a shor chamor falls into it, umeit, and they die, he's patur. So I have to understand why. Lo kisau kiroi, he doesn't cover it properly, v'nafalo tocho shor chamor umeit, chayav. He doesn't cover it properly, and animals fall in and die, then he is chayav. Nafalo panav mikol kriya, this, we won't deal with it today, but we'll just read through this part of the Mishnah. If he's the shor is walking, and he falls forward into the boar because of the workmanship that's going inside the boar, the loud, the noise from there, the construction noise, chayav. Now, korab, it falls backwards into the boar because of the kolakriyah, patur. Now, follow toko, shor, v'chelav, v'nishtabru. A shor with its utensils, with what's on it, like the yoke, or any other item, the plow that goes with it, and they break the kelim, break, or chomor v'chelav, v'nishtabru. A chomor falls in with its kelim are more like a saddle and blankets that are on top of it, nishtabru, and they rip. That's why they use different terms of nishtabru and nishtabru. Chayav ala behema, on the behema, your chayav, v'patur ala kelim, which we know. Shorba Adam, the Chamor below Kalim. Exclude Kalim from Chiyuv by Bor. Now follow the Tocho, Shor, Cheresh, Shoteh, Bekatan, Chayat. Now, how to read this, we'll see again, this is not today's Sugya, but we'll get to it. Whether, if it fell into it, a Shor that is a Cheresh, a Shor that's a Shoteh, or a Shor that's a Katan, a Shor itself is Chayat, or the other possibility is that the owner of the Shor is a Cheresh, Shoteh, Bekatan, those are two possibilities, right? Then he is Chayat, because we can't obligate them to know where they're going or to look where they're going. Right, there are obstacles that they will not be able to fend off. Ben Ovat, Ebed Olmah, people who otherwise should have known better, is Patur. Right, we'll deal with all of this in the, not today's stuff, but right. Rishon, Emad Mitar. Until what point is the first one Patur? Meaning that we know the first guy covered it. Now the second guy comes and finds it uncovered, so he is responsible. When does the first guy then become obligated again? Meaning that he covered it, but when does he become obligated because it's uncovered now? What at what point? So Amarav Bistashi Yeda. Right, so here's the machlokas here between Rishon and Wesmin Achi Yeda. Rashi says Achi Yeda means until he comes back and sees it uncovered. Until he passes by again and sees it uncovered, that's when he becomes, then he's not obligated until that point. Shmuel Mark Bistashi Yodu Uhu. So again, according to Rashi, it's not even if he didn't come to see it, right, but they told him that it's uncovered, that would be enough to now re-obligate him in the boar that is uncovered. Enough time to inform him, then he can hire workers to cut the wood to create a new cover and place the cover on top. Until that point in time, he would not be obligated. That's why. I would read.
We always say the bichdei is the time it takes.
Yeah, I agree with you that in general, when we look, deshiyatu by Shabbos is the amount of time that you could have done it. Right, not necessarily that you actually knew about it. So I also, when I read the lesson bichdei, I thought it sounded like some theoretical time, although. According to the way Rashi is learning, right, it's actually that he actually comes and sees it. Right, that's Mamish, as until he knows and real knowledge about it. The Tosfos says something that listens or sounds a little more like Bichdei in other places in Shas, which is that what is Bichdei Sheyeda? Is that the Kol Yosef? There's a rumor, enough time that there's a rumor spreading already that there's an uncovered boar in the Shulchan Rabin. The assumption is that he knows about it at that point, that he's heard about it because he hears through the rumor mail. We assume that he knows once the rumor has spread. Right, wide and far. Then Shmuel comes along and says, "No, Ashiyu do." Meaning that we're not so much on rumors. People don't listen to rumors until he knows. Someone physically lets him know. That'll be the point in time where it comes about. And then the last one is Rabbi Yochanan says he has enough time to fix it. Now, what happens to the Sheni? Meaning that here we give the Rishon enough time not only to hear about it, but also to fix it, to fix the problem. Now the second guy who passes by, does he get time to fix it also? He's in the open bar. Right. Does he have to now go and also, does he get extra time here? So that's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Alright, so that's Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas here. Tosfos says that when it comes, it's a shame. We also give him the shear set. We give him the amount of time, she's korpalim, vi'chros etim. right? That we don't have to tell him beforehand. We don't give him the time to find out about it. That's what he's missing. So the second guy has to also give the amount of time to find out about it, plus to fix it. The second guy knows about it because he's standing in front of it. So we've just given the amount of time to fix it. The Rotosa says that the only difference between that is Kadesh Yeda, the amount of time it takes to find out about it. The first guy is obligated immediately to get to it because he sees it, and therefore he only has the amount of time.
One second.
So then, according to the second guy, has Kadesh Yeda plus the amount of time. But Shmuel can argue on that. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says that he has to right away. He's chayav. The second guy's chayav right away because he has to put a shomer there. As soon as he knows and he sees it physically, he's got to hire a shomer to sit on the boor until he can go and fix it up.
No, the second guy, once he knows that
there's
a dangerous boar over there, he can't just leave.
He can't leave. Right, exactly. That's
the first
guy.
He just didn't give to run to put a shomer and go get the boar.
So why is that? Because it tells us the closest between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan believes that everybody gets this window of opportunity. Shmuel says no. That both, the only difference between them is the amount of time to know about it. But as soon as you know about it, you're obligated to take care of it. Rashi learns otherwise. Rashi learns that the Sheni who comes, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, is obligated immediately. That from that moment, he becomes obligated and he can't leave. He can't leave the board. The difference between them, because he's standing there. He says, you're looking at a Takala of Rishut Rabbim, I'm not going to let you walk away until you arrange somebody to watch it.
Rashi makes more sense. Because Rashi doesn't know why we give a case of Shutafim, we see the difference in the contrast.
I think that this mission is really a contrast to the previous mission. The previous mission talked about that when the and here's another case of Sheni Chayav, where it's a different reason why the Sheni is Chayav in each of these instances. One is because he covered it properly, the other one is because he left the Sheni working there. I think that's why the Mishnah uses those types of examples. Again, my focus between Rashi and Tosfos is going to be, Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan, in Rabbi Yochanan there's this difference, that he believes that the second guy has no time, he's got to be a Mamid Shomer, the first guy has time plus he's got all the, you know, fixing things up. Whereas Tosfos says no, that each shita believes that you have that much time. The only difference between them is the amount of time to find out about it. Right? So the key machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos over here. Rashi does bring a third shita. He quotes from his Lashon Acher, which is incredible. He thinks that Lashon Acher is that Kadeshio du afilu bavar ra'u, a shita that says that even if he sees it there, until they tell him about it, he won't be chayav. Right? I don't know where, or that's such an unbelievable havamina that they
did.
Right. He's looking at right. He rejects it. He says Lashon Rishon Kasher, but the fact that he even introduces such a possibility, I thought. I mean, this is just me personally. I can't say that I went looked into this carefully, but this sounds more like Shotosus Shita about a rumor versus being finding out. So I would say not Shalob. Like that's almost like a misquote of this. Not Shalob Bavra. Oh, he didn't physically see it. He heard about it, and then he Patur as Shidu. That's like the second Shita and Tosfos. That's like Shmuel and Tosfos. Meaning that, but the fact that Rashi, right, I would just say that the word should be Shmiel, not Shlo Bovro. I wouldn't change around the order. I would just say that it's like Tosfos. Instead of being Bovro, it should be Shmiel. It seems like an incredible avami. Why would Rashi bring a shita like this? Alright, just so you're aware. Here we go. Now, Gemara. Kisau kero'oi, v'nafalo toho shor chumor meit patur. Kevon de kisau kero'oi hecha nafal. If he covered it properly, he hasn't anybody in the boar anymore. It rotted. The cover rotted, and because it rotted from underneath, you couldn't see it, and it broke down. It wore down over time. Now we have a question. He puts on a cover that can stand up to shvarim, but it can't stand up to camels. Then the camels walked on it, and they weakened the cover. Now, shvarim fall in because of what the gemalim did to the cover. My, what's the din? Imri, hey, tell me, what is the case here? If there are gemalim there all the time, then he's a posheya because he didn't cover it properly, meaning that he didn't cover it. If there are no gemalim that come through normally, then anusu, because there was no way he should have anticipated that there should be gemalim here. Shrikha, the atu, the prakim, they come on occasion. Mir, meaning, came to atu, the prakim, posheyahu, the baila, the suke, adati. Since they come on occasion, this is something he should have considered in his plans for the cover. But Duma came to ask me, Zeka, since now we don't see any Gamalim coming, there's nobody coming around now. On the soup. Then he's in on his Seshma. Let's try to prove out the Ra'uiv and Afalu Toko Shor Chamor. This is our Mishnah. Umayt Patur. Hey, tell me, what's the case in our Mishnah? Ilim, Karoi, Lishvarim, Karoi, Lishvarim, Ekanoch. How did anybody end up in there? Hello, Karoi, Lishvarim. Hello, Karoi, Lishvarim. Alright, so now it's not good enough for Gamalim. Either Shrihi Gamalim, Amay Patur, Posheo, then he's a Poshe. Either Loshlichi Gamalim, Shita Anutsu. Then there was no reason for him to cover it for Gamalim, and he's no Nutsu. So a lot of the Achim, the Prokim. So now, what's the case in our mission? The case when they come on occasion. Va'atu Gamalim, Varua. Gamalim came, and they weakened the top. Va'atu Shvarim, Benaflube. And then the Shvarim come, and they fall into it. Dikani, and our Mishnah says, Hator. So we have an answer to our question. Alma, Kevin, the Hashta, Leka, Anusu. Since they're not around right now, he's classified as an Onan. So Imri, love. The Olam, Kira, Uy, the Shvarim, Kurayu, the Gmalim. He put on a cover that was Ruhi for everything. The Kakashla takes a novel. So you can ask me, how did they fall in? I'm going to be a Sakbar Barachana, Shizliyam, it's so close. Exactly, the cover rotted, and that's how they ended up falling in the end. So Tashma, Loki, so Kira, Uy. The second case in the Mishnah. He didn't cover it properly. Vinapala, Tokushor, Homor, Meit, Chaya, Echidami. What's the case again? Ilema loki ra'ui l'shvarim v'loki ra'ui l'gamalim. It's an insufficient cover for anybody. The Mshita, right, so what do you need to need? Shikhlamim are chayav. He's a complete posheya here. Of course he's chayav. Alam ki ra'ui l'shvarim v'loki ra'ui l'gamalim. Must be a good enough shvarim, but not gamalim. Echidami, what's the case of that? Either shkichi gamalim posheya, of course he's chayav. Either lo shkichi gamalim anusu, why is he chayav? Ela, lav the ach and the prokim. Again, it's our case here where they come on occasion. Ve'atu gmalim v'aruah, the gmalim come on and weaken it. Ve'atu shvarim v'naflu bei, and the shvarim come and they fall into it. V'ktani chayav, and our Mishnah now says he's a case of chayav. So Alma gave him the ach and the prakim posheyu. So in the second half of the Mishnah, meets the dayek that he is a posheyu. The bailei le'atzuke adate, he should have thought or foreseen such a problem coming. Where it says, well, the olam kira'ui the shvarim v'lo kira'ui the gmalim. Right, it's a case where it's good for shvarim and not good for gmalim. Ushchiche gmalim. It's a case where gemalim come on a regular occurrence. With the kashalak posheyahu. So then it's obvious, he's a posheyah, so what do you have to have anything for? I did not say resha kito ukeroi. That's a safe anami, lo kito ukeroi. Meaning that it's just a reflection of the case of the resha. The resha is the chiddush case. That when he covers it properly and it's in plia mitocho, then he is patur. But it comes to teach you what the opposite case is, lo kito. In that case, he is chayav. That's just a right parallel structure or just the reverse case of what happened in the resha. Now, Ikad de Amrei. Now, this is the case. Doesn't. That gives us no conclusion. That's right. That's exactly. It's inconclusive. Now, the Gemara had the proof in the Mishnah, and either case, the Gemara knows about that proof. Right. It's not. It's inconclusive. So, Ikad de Amrei. Now, this is where the question comes, and this is probably why the question was this way. Hanami Badai. We have no question about the cave into Ach and the Prakim Posheahu, Dibailay Asuke Date. Since they come on occasion, he should have foreseen such a problem, and he is a Posheah. Now the Gemara answers your question. That's it. Ki Bailan, what is our question here? Afihu. Dibailan, Kiso, Kisui Shachol Amod Bifne Shvarim, Veinu Yachol Amod Bifne Gimalim. So he covered it enough to be good for Shvarim, but not good enough for Gimalim. Ushchichi gemalim, and with shchichi gemalim, we just said he's a posheya. So the gabei gemalim and the gabei shvarim is a posheya legamrei, and it'd be chayav. But what happens? That ends up happening. V'chliyah mitochol. It rots from the inside. Mahu. What's the din now? Now the reason it fell in is not because
what fell in a shore.
Yeah, sure fell in. Right. Shouldn't make a difference. Right. Shouldn't make a difference. But all right, say a shore fell in. Shouldn't make a difference here because the reason that they fell in, right, has nothing to do with the lack of coverage that he put on there, but it has to do with the fact that, right, it rotted, which is not something independent. Mi amrinan mi gadavi posheya tel gemalim. Since he's by gemalim, he's a clear posheya, because they for certain are going to fall in here. Havinami posheya nami linya nasla. Therefore, he's also a posheya when it comes to rotting. Odilma. Okay, Odilma lo amrinan migo. Or maybe we don't say migo. We don't know. The question is, do we say it or don't say it? Tashma. So our Mishnah, like Shaul said, what's the case of the Mishnah? Kito,
we don't have, there's no half, I mean, that you would have to check it once in a while.
Oh, very good. Here it goes. You guys are all over the Gemara. Come at this. Kito, Kiraoi, this is our Mishnah. Now follow, Toko Shor, Chamor, Umeid, Patur. So I have Mar Allah, Amar Abyasok, Barbarchana, Shitli, Amitoko. That's the exact case of our Mishnah. Ilay Matoh. Echidami, what's the case of our Mishnah? Ilay Malkira Uyli Shvarim, Ukira Uyli Gmalim, Vitli, Amitoko, Shita, the Potur. Right, if it was an excellent cover, everything, it would have taken care of everything, and then it rots from the inside, of course he's Potur. Right, I mean, that he's a complete onus in this case. So why would you even need a case like that? My Havi Ilay the Meivat. What could he have done? Elalav, Kira Uyli Shvarim, Velo Kira Uyli Gmalim. Put on a cover that was good enough, Shvarim, not Gmalim, Ushchiche Gmalim. And there is a regular flow of gemalim there. Therefore, he is a posheya gabe gemalim. And then it rots on the inside. Viktani patur. And then it says that he is patur. Alma lo amrina miga davi posheya lein gemalim. I'm posheya lein yenatla. There's the answer. Exactly what you're asking. Our Mishnah, right? It's going to say patur means that means liyami tocho. You are patur in this case. Now Gemara says, well, the olam kira uy the gemalim ukira uy the shvarim. And now it's a case where it's a perfect cover. Aviyat liyami tocho. right? And then it brought her on the inside. Right? What did she have done? I mean, well, it's complete ownership here. This is Dovid. Ma'u the tema, you violated Meza Umanaki Shalei. Every once in a while, you have to go and bang on it to check that the cover is still efficacious, that it's still solid enough that it won't break down. That we can demand of him to keep checking on it to make sure it's not running. Kemash Malon, that we don't make such a crazy demand of him to always go check and check and check to make sure that it hasn't rotted in the, in, you know, in the overtime.
I thought maybe when it goes through, like Mr. Shaheda, I thought maybe that the idea is that, you know, one of our tasks is, person's got to check. You know, periodically to see that it's...
Right, that would be. I mean, if enough time passes, then it'll be weakened at that point. Then you have to say that it's lo kira'ui anymore. I mean, kira'ui means that it shouldn't have a meaning that it should rot in this period of time.
That it rotting quicker than
ordinary. It has to be. And the question is, if you have to check for quicker, for that pace of rotting.
So what was the question I mean? The Migu question is, what would be a case where...
He's a posheah for gemalim because he didn't cover it properly for gemalim. Now we already know from the previous case he'll also be a posheah legabe shvarim because they fall in. He already should have anticipated that, so he's also a posheah there. The only question is now that neither of those happened. What happened? They rotted.
Right. And we know that no chiv to check the rotting.
So that's the Gemara suggested now that let's get an answer from our Mishnah. The Mishnah is not our case because he maybe the havamina what he should have checked, and then we say no, that's the kamashman of the Mishnah. Not obvious that he's an onus. Hashma, the second case in the Mishnah. Loki tokro, you know, follow tokro, shor, komor, meit, chaya. Echidom. What's the case here? Either in the loki wrote with the shvarim, the loki wrote with the gemalim, tzrichal ameim, or the chaya. What do you have to tell me? He's a complete poshea. Elalav, tira, with the shvarim, the loki wrote with the gemalim. Vidishkriti gemalim posheo. If they're always gemalim going by here, he's a poshea. Vidishkriti gemalim anutsu. Elalav, shkriti gemalim, vid, liami tokro. Must be a case where shkriti gemalim and it brought it, the tain chaya. So again, here, this should be a conclusion to our question. Alma Amrina, Migo Davi Poshea Leinian Gamalim, Avi Poshea Leinian Atpa. Imri, look. Look. The Olam, Kiro'ui the Shreim, Bilo Kiro'ui the Gamalim. Right? It's a case where he is Ro'ui Shreim and not Ro'ui the Gamalim, which Shechei Gamalim. Batu Gamalim, Baru, the Gamalim came and ruined it, Batu Shreim and Aplube, and they fell in, and we already know that's Chayav, that was the conclusion we had before. The Kashalach Pshita, that should be Pshita Poshea, who? I did not see Reisha, Kiso Kira'ui, not see Sefa, and Nami, Lo Kiso Kira'ui. Again, this is a parallel case to the Reisha. You can't bring any proof from the second case of Misha, in the second case. In Okanami, Tishito. Now, here, what's the solution to the Gemara's case? Tashma. Nafalu Toko, Shor Cheresh, Shote Vikatan, Sum'a, Umalech Balayla. Again, all these Shvarim are Shvarim that are unable to be discerning in any way. Since they are unable to be discerning, if they fall into your boar, you are Chayav. Bikeach, Umalech Vayom Patur. If it's a smart shore, I mean a shore that should be able to avoid pitfalls, and it's during the day where you can see them, you are patur. The baal abor is patur if the other people should have avoided falling into the boar. You can say, what are you doing inside of my boar, basically? Right? That you should have been out, you should have been here. Bamai. Name of Adavi Poshelin and Cheresh. Avinavi Poshelin and Pikea. Why don't we say, Lagabe, people who cannot avoid her, Lagabe night, he is a Poshea. So why don't we say that if that he's a poshe over there, then he's also a poshe the gabe pikeach. So we say no, that's not the case. Elav shmamina lo amrina migo shmamina. We do not say this migo that just because you're a posheya by one instance doesn't make you automatically a posheya by the other instance. Now all of you shown the mass right away.
It is different cases, but here it's two different people. One of them is here. The same short cut because it's a line or because it's my posheya.
Okay, very good. So the re-answer to your question, we'll get that in close in a second. Why is it so posheya to the Gemara? This is a good answer. Over here, how does it answer the question? The first question you have to ask. It's why the Tosfos asks over here, the Mishnah Yosef asks this, everyone asks, where is Chilat Tov B'Shiyah and Tov B'Onis? That's the word that should have come up in this Gemara. We have a Machlokes, a Metziah, we have places, other places that discuss this concept of Chilat Tov B'Shiyah, which is what here. He's covered it with Poshea. He was a Poshea when he covered it because he didn't cover it good enough, well enough for the Gemalim. And there are Gemalim that are frequenting there. So he's a Poshea. Then Tov B'Onis was in the end, it rotted. And the reason that they fell in was because of an Onis. So why don't, where is the Gemara's word? Chilat Tov B'Shiyah, the Tov B'Onis, and all those other cases that we deal with, because of the B'Onis, the Gemara never once mentions the fact that this is Chilat Tov B'Shiyah, the Tov B'Onis. Why not? So this is the closest answers over here, the Mufti Yosef gives a similar answer, is that you have to know, when they talk about Chilat Tov B'Shiyah, the Tov B'Onis, that is that the Shia led to the Onis. It's not enough. The two things that he chayav in, as my brother-in-law mentioned to me, in American law, the two things that you need to see is what? You have the proximate cause, which means that you, the Shia, has your negligence has to be the thing that caused it. Plus, number two, it has to be but for. Had it not been for your negligence, this would never have happened. Okay, so those are two qualifications over here. So that is, and when you have to chilat over Shia, but so for the onay, right, then in that case, if the pshia itself says both, it's the proximate cause, it's the negligence that caused it, plus the only happened because of your pshia. In our case, that is not what happened here. And what happened over here was the ones, which is liyam itoko, has nothing to do with the fact that your posheya legabe gemalim, that you didn't cover it with a kinsuya ra'ui legemalim. It would have brought it equally if you had put on a proper cover. The two are independent. You can see it talks with this over here, that the Bim Tomar, Kilo Omrina and Migo, Nami Mitchayv Tzliya Tov Shia, Hu the Inyan Shvarim, Emir Bukalim Tzliya, Vachachach Shvarim, Vitzofa Ba'one Shia Tzliya, Viteris Riva, the low on Rinan Chileto Bashia, the Zofa Bonis Chayav, Elahecha Shemachmat Habshia Baha Ones.
Why would it be the same case?
Right, so that's the same case. The Buka Yosef says the same thing over here. The Amlinan Haki Elahecha Bahunis Machmat Habshia. And only when the Ones comes from the Shia, and again, you were asking me before why they have this. This is the case over here. Right. This question is you have to have, it's not Chileto Bashia, the Zofa Bonis here because the onus has nothing to do with the shia. The only time we say because we have some onus is when the onus is a derivative of the original shia, the original negligence.
We had a brother that was, like I asked, that it was weak enough to shvar to the poshia, and then it was talayin.
Right.
That would be cool down to the shia to onus, and you'd be
maybe, hard. Maybe. Depends. Is the riding happening because you put on a poorer cover?
No, if the cover was too weak.
No, but that's not. That's clear. According to you, the onus is happening from a different reason.
But that's close to shia.
I don't know. Because of shia tovonis, that my putting on a weaker cover caused it to rot. It was a weaker cover, and therefore it rotted because it was a smaller cover. That would be because of shia tovonis. Because I put on a poor cover to start with, and the reason it rotted is because it was a thinner cover. Now my shia is what caused the rot, the onus, to happen afterwards. That's because of shia tovonis. But if the rotting happens independent of what cover or what quality of cover I put on there, then the onus has nothing to do with the shia. It doesn't matter how much of a poshea I am up front. It's what happened has nothing to do with my negligence. It has to be there's a connection between the onus and the shia that I did. My negligence is what caused or the reason for the onus to happen. I mean, the example given is a train, right? You want to have a train that's driving and the conductor is speeding, right? He's driving the train, he's speeding, and then a tree falls on the right on the train. So a tree falls on the train and it gives evidence that people get hurt. So people say it's because you were speeding that they got hurt by the tree. Why? Because had you not been going so fast, the tree would never have hit us. We've been going too slow and have fallen on the track and not on the train. So that's what, so what's the claim here? So is the conductor right or are the people right? So our case over here says, this is not a case of cliff of a shia, so of a bony. Because my speeding has nothing to do with the fact that the tree fell. The tree falling would have fallen on whatever's there, right, independent of the actions of the conductor. Therefore, the onus is independent of the shia. Right now, if he derails because of the speed, right over there might be a bigger poshea. But if there's, right, there's some sort of onus that happens. Derailing is, you know, say derailing is considered an onus. But maybe his speed, right, is what caused him to be in a position to derail. Whatever it is, then there's a direct connection between his negligence and the onus that happens later on. That's what you have to find. So if he discusses over shia, so you can find a direct correlation between the shia and the onus that happens afterwards. If they're two separate issues, then you don't have, either you're lacking proximate cause or you're lacking all but four. I mean, that the only reason the tree fell is because I was speeding. That's not true. The tree would have fallen independent of my speeding. Therefore, I cannot be held accountable for the tree falling on the train. All right, now, the other question which you asked is, how is this Gemara proof? The last case here is different. And the Re asks your question. He says, Kash the Re. The Hesna the Pashas, the Nafon Toko, Shor, Her Shos, Bekatan, Halo Dummy Clown. They're not a comparable case. The Zaling and Pikeach, Bedinu, Shaleach, Hashem, Poshea, Aizemigo, Shari and Poshea, the Gabi Shor, Pikeach, Love. You have two independent entities. You have a Shor, Pikeach. Regards to Shor B'Kaf, you have a totally clean slate. You are not a Poshea when it comes to Shor B'Kaf at all. But when you have a Shor Hershot B'Katan, you are a Poshea of the Gamre. There are two independent Shvarim, and one of them you're a Poshea, one of them you're Onis. But in our case over here, by the cover, who is Poshea and Shvarim, Mari Ben Kiksui. It's the same cover. So when the Gemalim go over the cover and the Shvarim go over the cover, you are a Poshea, meaning that the Gemalim weakening the cover is going to weaken it for the same Shvarim.
The cover is a deficient cover.
Right, the cover is deficient. The same deficient cover is deficient for Gemalim and now deficient for Shvarim. So now that's the reset that is when he covered it over here with the case where he covered Shalobra Ui the Gemalim. That's the case where he covered it and it wasn't even good enough for camels. And that in that case, when the Gemalim come and they step on it, they're going to fall in right away. Not that they're going to weaken it and then the Shvarim will fall in, but if a Gemal steps on it, he will fall in right away. Then, there's no Pshia by Shvarim Klal, right? Because by Shvarim, right, what's going to happen? Listen to the two cases, two possibilities. The Gemal comes, steps on the cover, and falls in. Right? Now what do you have? You have an open bore. We just said a shor pikeach has to avoid an open bore in the shuta ravim. So the two possibilities, a shor walks on it, it's good enough cover for a shor. Or a shor sees an empty hole, he should have avoided it. The kavei gemalim, what are you going to say? So if you say that if the gemalim are walking in and weaken in it, then the shor shouldn't have known, because he's going to walk in the weak cover and fall in. But over here, the case, according to the Riyad, that when it's not good enough for gemalim, it doesn't mean that they're going to weaken it. It means that not good enough for gemalim, the gemal steps on it, it will be crushed right away, it'll fall in. So now, he creates a similar case. Now the cases are similar. By the gavei gemal, he's a posheya begamrei. If I got Gamal is a Pashia the Gamre, because as soon as the Gamal steps on it goes in. The Kabesh Farim is an onis the Gamre. Why is he an onis the Gamre? Because either the shore walks in with no Gamalim and he's fine, or the shore walks in and the Gamal's already been there, there's no cover. He's a Pikaf, he's an onis. So if you want to recall it, he calls it Tchila Toboni, the Tobo Boni. In the beginning, for Shvarim, he's an onis. And when it comes to his Liyavi Tokho, he's also an onis. That's why the Gamar didn't introduce Tchila Toboni, Shia Tobo Boni, because onis an onis. Now the cases are parallel. By the Gabe Gmalim is a total Pusheya. By a Shor Cheresh, it's a total Pusheya. By a Shor, right, Cheresh, by a Shor Pikach, he's an Onis. By Shvarim, he's an Onis. Now you have the proof of the case, you're going to the read, it's a parallel case, because now you're dealing with two independent entities. One of them you're a Pusheya for, one of them you're an Onis for, and now the Gemara wants to know, do I say Migo? And the Gemara says, no, we don't say Migo, and that is the proof to our case. Now the cases are parallel, and also explains, the read gives another way of explaining why this case is not Tchila Tov B'Shiyah B'Tov Bonet, because it's Tchila Tov Bonet, the Tova Bonet, because the Gabe Shvarim is an Onet, and the Gabe, he's Liyami Tov Cho, he's
also an Onet. Isn't
No, that's the Gemara's question, and now if you have a similar case,
the Gemara's question. Well, you would say Migo, but it's Mamash Tov Tov, it's one of the Pekat, one of the Shor.
Because maybe that's not called Kisui Kiro'oi, that's the basic problem. Meaning that when, do you qualify as a Kisui Kiro'oi when you've done something that is not going to stand up to what's the normal course of Rishit HaRabim.
I suppose the Havamina.
Okay, so that's the re-ask that question. He says the Havamina is that we thought originally that all Shvarim, whether they're smart or smart or not smart Shvarim, are Patur in the day and Chayav at night. Meaning that you have a day and night scenario. So then you have an interweaving of the... Yeah, they have interweaving
between the same entity.
Right, now, so we thought they overlap, and the Kamash Malan is that they don't overlap.
They mean they overlap, there's a difference of 12 hours, 12 hours.
Right, you thought that maybe the short PKF at night also falls in.
Same entity, but it's different.
So PKF at night falls in, PKF at night doesn't fall in, so we would think that we can overlap it now. That's a